Check, check. What's your name?
Peter.
Peter and?
And Joe.
Peter and Joe, I saw you guys sitting here. It looked like you were having a lively conversation. It's nice to see people exercising the art of conversation. You said you like politics.
Well, I'm involved slightly. I prefer a good woman.
You like Hillary?
Better than the alternative.
Trump, you mentioned before we started that you're not too crazy about Trump. Speak about
Trump
him a little bit.
Trump should be locked up in a mental institute. If he didn't have money, I would put him in Creedmoor.
We heard that talk starting in the last couple of days that he might have a mental problem. Do you really believe
it? He does, without question. He's a sociopath. Ask any psychologist. He's a sociopath. Pathology.
What does that say for a large segment of our population?
We got a lot of morons in America.
Is it low education?
It's uneducated white racists that are voting for him.
It's weird because I meet people who defy your image of a low information Trump voter if you're a liberal. They seem like intelligent people.
Trump gives a damn about people in Alabama who are on welfare, by the way. More whites are on welfare than blacks. Facts. He doesn't deal with facts. He deals with opinions.
Why is it working for him to a pretty good degree? I mean, he's behind.
I can't believe they allow him to be in charge. There's actually a revolt to get rid of him and try to put another candidate in there.
Does it surprise you?
The Republican Party now is a disaster.
Ryan and McCain speak out against him, but they don't pull their support for him.
Because they're pussies.
Is it those Supreme Court decisions looming?
The two worst decisions are so-called Citizens United.
Citizens United.
It's a complete disaster. And the voting suppression, which is based on Republicans. They don't want people to vote.
You think Trump will last until the election?
No.
What's going to happen?
He will self-destruct.
Then what happens? Does Pence take over?
We got Pence. That is a half-wit.
Who jumps in? How do they do it?
There's nobody jumping.
Kasich?
Kasich may have had a chance.
He's the
only one with half a brain in the Republican Party.
He appealed to a lot of moderates and independents.
He's the only one with semi-intelligence. Most Republicans are idiots.
What about Bernie? Did you like him?
I love Bernie. But America's not ready for Bernie.
Clay Pigeon with you on the Dusty Show. 4 minutes after six in Jersey City. How are you doing, listener? How's your day going? Hope it's great so far. Fabio's packing it up in here. We got 55 minutes to spend together. This is Chase with Open Up Wide. Dusty Show, stay with me. TNP. Later this hour, we'll take some calls, probably right around 6:45 here Eastern Time. Bill Chase on Trump, but he died. The band went down in a plane crash. It was really sad. They were doing really well at the time with Chicago and all the other brass rock bands. And that plane went down just like, who was it, Rocky, Graziano, Marciano, Payne Stewart. Hey, Aaron wants us to run in place. He's in Minneapolis.
From the Associated Press.
When China devalues its currency, they're making it impossible for our companies to compete. But China doesn't want, and I'm very close to China. I have the biggest bank in the world as a tenant of mine in New York. The biggest in the world, a Chinese bank. Don't worry about that baby. I love babies. Don't worry. I love babies. I hear that baby crying. I like it. What a baby. What a beautiful baby. Don't worry. The mom's running around like, don't worry about it, you know. It's young and beautiful and healthy, and that's what we want. Okay. But look. China, they have ripped us to shreds. Ripped us absolutely to shreds. Actually, I was only kidding. You can get the baby out of here. That's all right. Don't worry. I think she really believed me that I love having a baby crying while I'm speaking. That's okay.
How's it going?
It's going great. How are you doing? Nobody ever starts on me. That was nice.
Well, it goes both ways.
What's your first name?
David.
David, the election coming up this fall. We're all sick of hearing about it, frankly, aren't you?
I'd certainly say that there's a saturation of information.
Yeah, I'm not helping any, but I'm small potatoes over there in Jersey City. Do you have a candidate that you'll choose this fall?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Did you start with Bernie?
I didn't. It's funny, I joke because I voted for Hillary in the 08 primary.
Did you really?
Yeah, and I really liked her a lot coming out of 08 and against Obama. I felt like she would have made a stronger president because I think a lot of people in 08, Obama really hadn't done much. And I felt like she had a much better resume going into the 08 election. So I was behind her then and... you know, she hasn't really done too much to change my opinion since, and I've been relatively positive on her ever since. I mean, every candidate is not without their flaws. She's been pretty consistent on message for the most part. If anything, Bernie's pulled her to the left a little bit, which I'm not opposed to.
Will you miss President Obama?
I'm happy he pushed through healthcare reform, because that was big. You know, domestically, I think he's a really great president. I think internationally, he's been a really great presence, but not necessarily the best commander-in-chief.
What about Trump? Just speak about him a little bit. The phenomenon that has been Donald Trump. He's had a rough couple of weeks here.
I don't know who this guy is. I work with people who've worked with him on The Apprentice and on other shows and stuff like that. Listen, I'm sure when he goes to bed and he's hanging out with his family, he could be a very normal guy. I remember when George Bush was president and everybody was saying all these terrible things about George Bush, and I always just think, well, it sounds like he'd be a pretty cool guy to hang out with.
Or Al Gore or John Kerry or Hillary seem a little stiff.
I'd probably want to hang out with George Bush more than I'd want to hang out with Al Gore or John Kerry, and I think a lot of people would say that.
But you hear about Hillary in intimate situations.
Yeah.
He's really relaxed and funny. Running for president does something to
people.
Well,
she's not the best public speaker. I think you put her on stage. I think if you look at the DNC last week and you've got Obama, Michelle Obama,
oh,
and Bill Clinton.
How do you follow
and they
Biden?
Bring down the house. And then she comes out. And I think you don't see her as this comfortable orator who's able to stir a crowd with her passion. And that's just not her. But I think she was a great legislator in Congress. I think she was an amazing first lady. When you look at what she tried to do with health care in 94, I think she was a great senator and representative for New York. So I think she's awesome, and I think she'll do a great job as president. She's just not great stirring a crowd of 20,000. I didn't talk much about, I didn't tell you what I really thought about Donald Trump, but I really don't have much of an opinion on Donald Trump. I mean, it's a sideshow.
Is he dangerous?
I think anybody who's that thin-skinned, it's certainly alarming to think that this guy could have nuclear codes.
What about his followers? It's easy to try to pigeonhole them as low-information voters, but then you meet a lot of people who defy that image of what a Trump voter would be.
It's not low-information voters. When you look at a lot of the people that have been disenfranchised that are going in his direction, you understand that if you live in a town where a lot of people aren't college-educated and a lot of people are living and dying at the mill or living and dying at the factory, and you see that union jobs are being taken away because of right-to-work states, and then you look at the fact that the states that aren't right-to-work, like Ohio and Michigan, are then losing out on factories that they're building down south because they're able to have non-unionized workforce, and then you've got these guys living in union states where they're not going to get jobs because they're either going to Mexico or they're going to another country or they're
going to the South. And, like, yeah, they've got a good reason to be angry. So if you've got a guy like Donald Trump who says, hey, I'm going to blow up the Trans-Pacific Partnership, I'm going to blow up NAFTA, and I'm going to bring jobs back to your small town, yeah, you're going to listen. They need encouragement, because right now a lot of people don't speak to disenfranchised white voters in the Midwest. That's just not the demo they're going for. You can't discount them. I think they're not listened to often, but you can't just say, oh, they're racist, or oh, they're ignorant, or oh, they're stupid. It's just, I think as a guy from New York and hearing people say that, we sound more like idiots just discounting what these people are saying.
What's your message of peace and love to your fellow Americans and to people all around the world listening on WFMU?
Oh, man. Well, listen, I'm just happy that people are involved in the democratic process. It's good that people are voting. It doesn't matter who you vote for, as long as you're voting and you're involved in the process. It makes you slightly less of a hypocrite when you decide to complain in 2 years about how crappy our country is.
This is Melissa Manchester. Just too many people on the Dusty Show.
Somebody told me a long, long time ago.
Like Melissa Manchester, Midnight Blue, Don't Cry Out Loud.
Somebody told me a long, long time ago. Remember when you need something to believe in. Look in my eyes to find your heaven. I'll make it happen. I need to know you're there. Cause there's just too many.
I thought I recognized it, a top 40 hit back at the beginning of her career. Where's Melissa now? Happy and well, I hope.
Donald Trump. Have you ever been to Arlington Cemetery? Go look at the graves of brave patriots who died defending United States of America. You will see all faiths, genders, and ethnicities. You have sacrificed nothing, and no one. We cannot solve our problems by building walls. We are stronger together. And we will keep getting stronger when Hillary Clinton becomes our president.
What's your first name? You're doing great. Don't be scared. You didn't think you'd be this shy, did you?
No, I really didn't.
Are you going to vote this fall?
I am.
Do you have a candidate that you really like, or are you settling?
No, I'm good. I'm good with my decision.
Who'd you pick?
Hillary.
Did you vote for Obama last time?
I did.
Yeah, did you vote for Hillary back in 2008, I guess it was?
No.
So he sold you both times.
Right.
Yeah. Did you like her pick of Tim Kaine?
Yeah, he seems very down to earth.
Now, what about Trump? I have to ask you, what are your impressions? We've seen this going on and on.
Just one of the worst choices I could ever imagine.
What do you think he's tapped into? What's making the people who love him love him?
I have no idea. Honestly, it's just overpromising, and I just can't imagine.
Do you think he would be dangerous?
I do, actually.
What about the people who support him? Are you surprised that level of anger is out there in the United States?
It's a very big country with a lot of different opinions. I think the East Coast and the West Coast think very differently than maybe the rest of the country.
Did you grow up here?
I did.
Do you ever been out in that part of the country? It can be really pleasant.
Oh, the people are lovely. I think they really don't understand what he stands for.
Are you hopeful for the future of the country?
I am.
What keeps you that way?
I'm just a very positive person.
What's your message to all our listeners? A message of peace and love.
Just vote with your heart and vote with your head. And consider both those choices when you vote.
See, you were good. Here's my card. I hope you can listen tomorrow at 6.
Thank you.
Thank you.
From ABC News.
He said you have sacrificed nothing and no one. I think I've made a lot of sacrifices. I work very, very hard. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs, built great structures. I've had tremendous success. I think
those are sacrifices.
Oh, sure. I think they're sacrifices, sacrifices, sacrifices.
I love this late period Rush album, Vapor Trails. And this song specifically, one of my favorites. This is Earthshine by Rush on Dusty. This was when no one was playing lead guitar. Alex said, I'm not playing leads. I'm going to layer textures, ambient washes. I miss his leads. Glad you're with me. You're listening to WFMU here in Jersey City. All around the world, we're blasting Rush. I love these guys so much. I love you guys too. Thanks for listening. Stay with me now.
Jonas.
What's your first name?
Jonas.
Jonas, I'm going to say it. You're pretty damn tall. Are you Swedish?
Danish.
Danish. Now, I got some Danish heritage. I'm a lowly 6'1½". But I worked with some fellas from Holland. The Dutch, they're tall.
They're tall and they look the same and they sound the same as well.
Does your name end in S-E-N?
Anderson, yeah. My last name, yeah.
Yeah, that S-E-N. I come from a Danish community. Velkommen.
they say. And we have a little Appleskipper now and then. Do you pay attention to politics?
I do. I try to.
Yeah. Do you have a candidate that you'll... are you a U.S. citizen, too?
I'm not. No, I'm not allowed to.
Are you just visiting?
No, I live here now, but only for a limited time.
Can't help but pay attention, I imagine.
Of course not, yeah.
Who do you like?
If I would vote over here, I would vote Democratic.
You would? Have you liked Obama?
I did, yeah. A lot, actually. And I think it's a shame that we don't give him credit for the work he have done over here.
Do they like him in Denmark?
A lot, yeah.
What do you think of the phenomenon of Trump? He's stirred things up here.
It's terrifying, and it's funny how it started as a joke, especially outside of the U.S. It was easy to look over here and think, oh, that's just another media stunt, or it's another, yeah, it's just another hilarious point in American history. And I do think that it would be the worst for the country to elect Trump. And it's terrifying he even got as far.
Does it surprise you that that kind of anger and even some racism was out there in the United States?
It's easy for me to sit over here and live here now and look back at my own country and look back in Germany and see what's happening there. I think it's not just happening, it's not isolated to the U.S.
You have your own stronger immigration tensions in Denmark.
Definitely, but there's a difference in having immigration tensions and then that translating into more support for the right-wing parties. So no, I think we see it everywhere in Europe as well. But Trump is a single person that is given a lot of power, and he's very outspoken of his pretty radical beliefs.
Did you like Bernie?
I did like Bernie a lot, yeah.
He seemed to have some of those Scandinavian sensibilities.
Yeah, and he was definitely my candidate. And everything you'd say about that his beliefs didn't fit into this country, I don't think that's true. I think Bernie was exactly what this country needs. Hillary is a very good choice as well.
Why do you think there is an aversion to socialism in the United States? Is it just a stigma?
It's still a dangerous word in this country.
The word itself?
And I think if Americans knew exactly how our country worked, then they would probably be inclined to call it communism instead. And that's, I don't see that as a bad word either. Socialism is a system that works perfectly well for a large country like the United States as well.
Is it still a great country, the USA?
Definitely, of course it is. It's a great opportunity to live over here as well, and it's probably the most interesting time to be here in terms of politics, both in racial debate and in the general election.
When I grew up in my hometown, the Andersons and the Christiansons and the Hansons and the Sherblooms and all the Danish people who lived there, some of the old folks still talk Danish. Can you give us just a little bit of it? Say hello to everyone over in Denmark.
I certainly can. Hi, Alice. Or who's to stem? Remember to vote.
Pleasure talking to you, young man. All the best to you.
To you as well.
I'll give you a card. Thank you for your time.
Deepak Chopra on Fox Radio.
Donald Trump at the moment is in a way representing the shadow of our collective consciousness. He is, unfortunately, and you know, I would never say this unless I believe to be 100% true, but I think he's racist, he's bigoted, he's prejudiced, he's full of fear, he is angry, he has a lot of hatred, he pouts, he's belligerent, he's emotionally retarded, yes. And yet he's so popular because he's given permission to our collective psyche to express their darkest demons.
Old-timers used to talk about that monster album by Steppenwolf. This is Draft Resistor, John Kay and Company.
Spirit till his conscience are on the plan, and we fall.
On the Accu, I was looking to see what they're saying about the show. They're not even paying attention. They're talking about Shrewman. Mushrooms. Magic. Dusty.
Don't forget the draft resistor.
Wilson's on the Accu. First time, I don't recognize your name. Wilson says he always enjoys the show. Or she says that. Wilson could be a woman. Wilson! What's your first name?
Jason.
Jason, do you pay attention to politics?
I do.
Yeah? I'm kind of hooked on it. I can't stop watching.
No, I'm paying attention to it. It's just, right now, it's still up in the air.
Really? You haven't decided?
I'm a Republican by, you know, what? I don't feel any one of them are going to do anything for us.
Is Trump kind of freaking you out? He's saying a lot of crazy stuff.
Not that he's saying crazy stuff, it's whether he can hold up to it. You know, and then Hillary on the other side, I don't trust her for, you know, with all the conspiracies and everything that's been going on, as they say. You know, I don't know if they're true or not, but I don't know if I can believe her either. As far as election-wise, I'll probably end up voting for Trump, but I don't know if he's going to win. I don't know if he's going to do anything for us.
Do you feel like the past couple of days we've heard people question his mental state? Are they just ganging up on him? Is it that liberal media the Republicans talk about?
It's a possibility. He is kind of, I don't want to say off the wall, but he is a little extreme, you know, so...
Does it bother you when you see people in positions of power, Republicans, bailing out on him now?
There have been some, yes, and it kind of does worry me. It does.
Was there another candidate you liked more? You had, what, 16, 17 of them to choose from?
Nobody really took me for, you know, Rubio Cruz. None of them really did anything for me.
What did he say? What did Trump say that connected with you? It's a little windy. I'm going to move over here.
I was kind of thinking as, if he took it as a business aspect, it might work. As far as politically wise, I'm not sure, but if you treat it like a business, maybe it might do something for us.
Hillary.
The one thing that bothers me about Hillary is that right away, executive order, I'm getting rid of guns. I'm pro-guns.
Yeah, but I don't think most Democrats, honestly, and a lot of Democrats like guns, have guns. I don't think they feel like she's, quote-unquote,
the way she's flowing, she's going to be like Obama.
Like Obama. Do you have guns?
I do. And I believe in the right, you know.
You have, like, a big one?
I do.
What is it?
I have an AR-15. We have a good time shooting. We go to the range. I own property upstate. We shoot. I have a full-time carry permit.
And you cringe when you see these horrible shootings.
I do. But I believe the media only shows one way also.
More of a mental illness thing?
I think so. If they follow New York and California regulations, it's very hard to get a gun. You have to be a good citizen in mental health. They check drug history, they check criminal history. These other states don't do that. The bad guys are still going to get their guns no matter what. And that's the problem. You know, there's a lot of bad people out there, you know. Who knows?
I don't know how much you dislike Obama. You didn't vote for him.
I didn't care for him, though.
What's the best thing he did as president?
Well, it wasn't Obamacare, that's for sure. I really can't name one thing off the bat.
I guess for me, I'd say the dignity with which he's held the office. People seem to have enjoyed.
I found him very wishy-washy.
He did.
I did.
Did you think
he would say
arrogant?
One thing and do another thing? He was, you know. He was the best well-traveled president in history, you know.
Are you a New Yorker?
I am a New Yorker. Born and raised. I was born in the Bronx. I live upstate now. You know, we'll see, you know. Whether either one of them does anything for us, who knows? Well, you know.
You love America?
I do.
What's your message to all your fellow Americans?
Stay strong, believe, and we got to help our own.
You still like Democrats?
I have no problem with
them. I think some of us say we watch these Trump things
and
we think they're going to come for us.
I have no problem with Democrats.
It's nice talking to you. Radio handshake. I'll give you a card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can listen, and I enjoyed speaking with you. Okay, good luck to you.
You know, something very nice just happened to me. A man came up to me, and he handed me his Purple Heart. Now, I said to him, is that like the real one, or is that a copy? And he said, that's my real Purple Heart. I have such confidence in you. And I said, man, that's like big stuff. I always wanted to get the Purple Heart. This was much easier.
This is White Zombie. Rob Zombie and Company. Sounds good to me now. In reappraising. Hardy White coming up at 7 to TNP follows. Turning it up in the headphones. Guitar kicks in, man. Sing it! Jennifer, do you pay attention to politics?
Somewhat.
Do you have a candidate that you like this fall?
Hillary Clinton.
Did you vote for her in 2008? You maybe weren't old enough.
Thank you for saying that. Yes, I did.
You did? Yeah, vote for Hillary. Yeah. What about Trump? I have to ask you.
Yeah, I think he's a divisive character. I think he'd be bad for the nation. I just think.
Is he dangerous?
Dangerous? I think so, although I've heard others say that once he were in office, he would pretty much be talked to and be a puppet and just, you know, calm down. Although I'm not so sure I believe it. I don't think he can control himself.
Do you think he still has a chance to win?
I do, absolutely. I definitely think he does. I believe he's an amazing publicist, and he's a lot of people.
Self-promoter?
Self-promoter, for sure. And there are a lot of people who just are looking for a new voice, and I think that's what he is.
What is he tapped into out there?
People who are disenfranchised, people who are disgruntled, people who just want to change, and there's always people who want to change.
Are you confident about the future of America?
Hopeful.
What's your message to people out there listening? I'll leave you with this. A message of peace and love to our listeners in Jersey City and New York, around the world on the internet on WFMU.
Vote with your conscience. Don't pay attention to everything that the media tells you right away, and I guess think long term.
It was nice talking to you. Here's my card. My show airs tomorrow at 6. I hope you can listen.
Very cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
From the Cable News Network, Senator Lindsey Graham.
I want to talk to the Trump supporters for a minute. I don't know who you are, and I don't know why you like this guy. I think what you like about him, he appears to be strong when the rest of us are weak. He's a very successful businessman, and he's going to make everything great. He's going to take all the problems of the world and put them in a box and make your life better. That's what he's selling. Here's what you're buying. He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot.
Let's take it down south, down to Florida. Molly Hatchet, flirting with disaster on Dusty. Lots of commenters on the AccU. Good to see you guys and gals. Always love to read what's on your mind. Always love being here at FMU. Hatchet, Danny Joe. Crump on drums, Dave Lubeck, one of the three horses. Lots of guitars, good ones. Love Danny Joe Brown. He struggled with diabetes, I believe. Might have had to drop out for a while. Good singer. Your friend here has been the quiet one, but you have thoughts of your own. What are you thinking? What are you thinking this election season?
I don't have any comments.
You really don't.
He's from Jersey.
The show is from Jersey City, New Jersey, right there on Montgomery.
Oh, Jersey City. Sure.
Yeah. You don't have a candidate that you favor?
No.
You won't vote?
No.
You're going to sit it out. Did you vote last time?
I did.
For Obama?
No, I didn't.
For Romney?
Oh, I got a Republican?
Yeah,
I did.
I did Mitt. Yeah.
Mitt? He's another idiot.
But Trump, you know, it's too much for
but
you?
But Trump is a disaster. Are you kidding me?
It's interesting because...
He's inhuman.
You sound like a moderate Republican.
I can accept moderation.
Hold on now. Let him say it here.
Moderate. Go with it.
I am, I guess... just shocked at how this race has gone, and I am not happy in either direction.
Who would you like to have seen out of all those candidates? Did you like any of them? Were you more inclined with an old school guy like Jeb?
Jeb didn't excite me. Just didn't have the energy.
Well, people worry about that on the left, that Hillary's not very exciting. Obama was very exciting. Trump had some excitement going for him.
I mean, I understand. Okay, so when he ran, we all thought, hey, you know, he's part of his apprentice, you know, it's part of his shtick. He did before, he was going to talk about it. I don't think anybody ever thought he was going to get this far. This getting rid of the politically correct attitude has drawn some voters, right? Like, I'll say what I want, I'm crazy, I'm doing all this stuff. People, it's resonating.
They say he says what he thinks.
Yeah, so people like say, I mean, hey, look, I think the two-party system is dysfunctional. Left or right, whoever gets in power, the outsiders, opposition. The whole entire time, their goal is to go ahead and discredit, not to cross the aisle. Their job is to make him look like an idiot or her look like an idiot until next election so they can come in and do it. There isn't any bipartisanship. There's nobody crossing
what's
the aisle.
What's wrong with compromise?
There's no compromise. I'm not excited about the election. I haven't been for... I'm a jaded...
You're going to sit it out. You can't vote for Hillary.
I can't vote for Hillary, and I really am not... I'm not interested in voting for Trump.
Has the Tea Party... invaded your party and ruined it, the GOP?
I don't know if I can state that. That's how I feel.
You feel disloyal, saying?
I feel that we have gotten off track. That's
right.
It's about, you know, that
but
why aren't people way. Doing what's right for the people? Mm-hmm. Forget about party dynamics, right? So I just want to do what's right. What's wrong with doing just right instead of always voting
exactly.
on the party lines?
What happened?
Everybody
back to the people.
A new congressman
comes
in.
This is where you guys agree.
That's where we do
a new
agree.
Congressman shows up. He says, hey, I'm here because of my constituents voted me in, and I'm here to do what's right by them. As soon as I show up, they said, that's very nice.
Yeah.
We'll let you do something, but first you're going to do this. You're going to vote this. So, hey, that doesn't help my people. Well, too bad. That's fine. We're all going to vote the party line here on both sides. That's the problem. I don't understand. That's where politics has gone. It's all
the
about the
point
party.
Is compromise. You know, you give a little, you take a little. That's the whole point.
That's the whole point.
Do you have faith in the future of the country?
I do.
I think that we're going to
if Trump
citizens are going to persevere, but I don't think
Trump
I have faith
gets
in our.
It'll be World War III.
In the government, I'm not. I don't have faith in the government. I don't have.
You give him a nuclear button, this hothead idiot. If somebody says something wrong, you push the button. He's a nutcase.
You love America?
I like America, and you know Europeans like it, but they want us to be Americans again and not crazy people. We try to take control over everything.
Yeah.
They got their own country. You want somebody living in your house? Says, no, we're an American. Don't worry about it. We got this guy and his wife's going to live in your house? Nobody's going to like that shit. You can only invade a place for 1 year, max. Otherwise, you're an occupier.
Who's your hero, not in your own family? Someone who you really admire in this world.
Can't think of anyone.
What was the question?
Who's your hero? Not in your family, someone alive that you really, really admire.
Wow, that's a
tough one. I should be able to think of someone.
No, I can't. There's nobody. We should have heroes. Oh. We don't have heroes. Superman, I like.
Aquaman, I think.
And Batman. I like Batman.
Oh, my God.
The good one, the original, not the bad one.
Oh, yeah.
What's your message to our listeners as I leave you guys today? What do you want them to know?
Don't vote for assholes. You know, your future is at stake. And vote.
How about you?
It's
were
hard.
Almost there. Say
I'm almost there, but...
It's hard. We're living crazy times.
All right, guys, I got to go. I got to go edit this stuff. You gave me a big job. 12 minutes of you guys.
From WhiteHouse.gov.
I think the Vermont Republican nominee is unfit to serve as president. I said so last week, and he keeps on proving it. The notion that he would attack a Gold Star family that had made such extraordinary sacrifices on behalf of our country means that he's woefully unprepared to do this job. I think what's been interesting is the repeated denunciations of his statements by leading Republicans. And the question I think that they have to ask themselves is, if you are repeatedly having to say in very strong terms that what he has said is unacceptable, why are you still endorsing him? What does this say about your party that this is your standard bearer?
It's got to be about the Supreme Court choices, doesn't it? Lots of conjecture going on the ACU, lots of conjecture going on your block, I'm sure, around the block.
across the town, across the nation, across the world of the Dusty Show. This is Giorgio. The Chase. It's American Gigolo, right? Gerbils. I'm going to go to the phones. Here's the number. Write it down now if you want to give me a call. I don't have Fabio's help. 201-209-9368. 201-209-9368. Somebody break the ice. Let's talk a little politics. I'd love to. I've been watching. I've been up to my gills with it. Phones are starting to light up. We got two lines lit. Stay on there. And don't hang up either. Just, I'll eventually get around to you. Let's try one. See if this works. Anybody there? Hello, anybody there? Oh, now it'll work. Are you there? Are you there? Yeah. WFMU.
Hello.
Hey, it's Clay Pigeon. Who's that?
Hey, my name is Peter Seymour from Glen Ridge. I think I'm tuning in for the first time to your show.
Great, Peter. What made you listen today?
What made me listen? I just was scrolling through the dial, and I recognize this tune, and it's Giorgio Moroder, right?
Uh-huh. So
it's the soundtrack to Midnight Express.
Oh, Midnight Express. That's right. With Brad Davis. I knew something
fell. Right. And that's why it has that exotic, sounds kind of Middle Eastern, the melody.
Like Turkey. That was a great movie, wasn't
it? Yeah, it's great. It starts off really great because you have that heartbeat sound effect as he's trying to go through customs or trying to exit the country.
He's got that hash. He's got that hash all taped around his torso.
Yeah, and he kind of goes into the bathroom and wraps it and he doesn't let his girlfriend know. So it's really good. The sound effects of just the heartbeat where it's like still... It becomes a part of the script.
We've all been there, babe.
So, have we? Yes, we have, actually. Giorgio Moroder, I wouldn't have said him. I would have thought Vangelis is also the...
Yeah, Chariots of Fire, is that...
Gino Vanelli. Was that time.
Yeah, and Yanni, the Acropolis.
Right.
Well, who are you voting for?
Who am I voting for?
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking about this. I liked hearing that little excerpt from President Obama because it's true. It's like, even if you're a Republican, a dyed-in-the-wool Republican, you got to admit, too, to vote for Trump is a cynical act.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because I think, you know, the libertarians, they like to, you know, pick off the Republicans on the fridge, those who will, like, you know, on the margins, like, who can't vote for a Republican. I was thinking, like, the libertarians should be able to scoop up a lot of votes. There's a lot of people, dyed-in-the-wool Republicans, who can say, just say, no way I can vote for Trump.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living? I'm self-unemployed.
You're unemployed right now?
Yeah.
How long's it been? Are you actively looking?
No. I'm actually, this is interesting, I'm blind, and since computers moved away from DOS to Windows, a lot of blind people lost their jobs.
Oh, man, that's really sad.
It's very hard to maneuver in that visual environment. A lot of people didn't even... I never thought of the computer as being a visual tool. Now it's inescapably a visual tool. It never was before.
Do you have any vision at all?
No.
Now, were you born that way?
No, when I was going on 20.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
When you dream, do you still see?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I always wondered that.
I do stand-up comedy, so I'm so used to making. I've prepared for so many quips and rejoinders. Sometimes someone says, were you born this way? I'd say, yeah, I'm congenitally good-looking.
Oh, man, I hope I...
Or were you born, if I'm annoyed, I'd say, were you born this way? What, annoyed by nosy questions?
was that a nosy question?
No, that wasn't. I mean...
Hey, you know what? I got a few other lines.
lit here. What do you want to say to everybody out there? You got a few people listening, hopefully.
Republicans who, I mean, well, actually, my take on the Republicans is that William F. Buckley died. I mean, there used to be an intellectual aspect to the Republican Party. It's like Buckley died now you go from Reagan to Bush Sr. to the Bush. It's been an intellectual decline for the Republican Party, and it's almost like what's happening now is like you have no intellectual. It's just the yahoos.
What about Paul Ryan? They say he's the intellectual center of the party.
Actually, yeah, there were some. And Cruz, and they were intelligent. But,
yeah,
but
Harvard educated.
Why are the angry Republicans like on the ascent now?
It's
scary that there's no standard bearer of the intellectual wing of the Republican Party. I would say to anyone who's a Republican and like cringing at Donald Trump, I say vote Libertarian or, it's just too cynical now to stay with the Republican Party. You know, you have to say enough is enough.
Speaking of enough is enough, Peter Seymour. I gotta go, but you know who you reminded me of?
Who?
An old commercial. You mentioned blindness. This name popped into my head. Kenneth Jernigan.
I've heard of him.
President of the American Federation of the Blind. Kenneth Jernigan. Hey, will you call me again, Pete?
Sure thing.
I got a Christmas tree here, babe. I gotta go. Hey, really fun talking to you. Very interesting. Keep me informed about your life, will you?
All right, I will.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to line 3, see if anybody's there. Dusty Show, anybody there?
I got a Christmas tree here.
It's not perfect. You got to have that radio down. Everybody wants to monitor it. Wait, I got to throw on my Aura Chalcum here. Here we go. We got a couple other lines lit here. Let's see if we get any luck. Dusty Show, anybody there?
Hi, Dusty. Me, David.
Hey, David, how you doing?
Okay, fair enough. Well,
are you in the Bronx?
I think America is underrated.
Underrated in what way?
The group America, the first two or three albums are really great about the song you don't hear
the
on the
group
radio.
America.
Those are the greatest ones.
Yeah.
I made love with a girl with those records all the time. 79th Street on the west
just
side.
Just making love, a horse with no name.
They're beautiful people.
Yeah, yeah.
Sister, like America? Tell me too. You say it.
Jesus H. Sister Golden Hair. You know that song? I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise.
Yeah.
You know that? What's some other great? I've been through the desert on a horse with no name.
It associates with me because when I was going through Texas, Austin, and New Mexico, Carlsbad, I ran from the cabins and I didn't make it because a trooper, a New Mexican Tex-Mex, I can't say that, a Mexican descent, New Mexican rider gave me a lift on the front seat, and I first saw my first gauge shotgun right between us. I stared at it just for a second at the corner of my eye. But he asked me, how you doing? I come from Texas on a long trip. Army buddies brought me by 400 miles out of their way.
Something about a Texas and a shotgun.
And then came out of Tucson with the OK Corral, 7 o'clock high.
Yeah.
They brought a show for you. And then in California, San Diego, and finally,
every
woman.
Route 66, Cucamonga. What's your message to our listeners, David?
Oh, it's always the same. Peace and love. Let their harmony grow. Nurture good things and leave bad things alone. Don't mess with mist in between. I don't know what to say.
What's your favorite food? What's your favorite food?
Food?
Yeah.
Good Puerto Rican beans and, forgive me, Grandma, but I found Juan Antonio Dominican that makes them better than any Dominican in my neighborhood. That's impossible. and she makes the best beans ever. Pink beans, done right with lots of green stuff. And I don't know how she does it, but she only must substitute because she retains gas. but her husband wolfed them down. But and I did too, and my mother was alive, she did too. And good, with the grace of the Lord, we'll all go through this together down and roll down the waters of March.
Frijoles negro, adios amigo.
Adios mi amigo.
That's David up in the Bronx, the boogie down. 5 minutes in front of 7, 5 minutes in front of Hardy White, and then you know what follows, the TNP with Sinner's Crossroads, Dave the Spaz, nickname, and the legend, Stan. Man, my wife and I listen to so much Stan, don't we, Kurt? There's nobody on the phone. You can call right now, 201-209-9368. Who are you going to vote for? Is there one Trump fan out there who's going to call up and tell us what time it is? 201-209-9368. Give us a call right now. Here's somebody. Dusty Show. Wait. Nope. I lost him. Yeah. Sometimes it's my fault. Call right now. 201-209-9368. Just 4 minutes left. Anybody there? Yeah, no, well, they might just be calling to hang up. That might be kind of mean, but does it surprise you these days? It could be a repeat, just a caller and a hanger up. Let's see. Anybody there?
Hey, Clay.
Hey,
it's
man.
It's Aaron in Minneapolis.
Hey, hi, it's Aaron in Minneapolis.
Since we talked.
Hold on.
How are you?
I'm doing good, man. We have 3 minutes left, Aaron. What do you want to tell everybody out there? I know it takes...
I am going to vote Hillary in November.
You are?
It's the only real choice besides Jill Stein, but we all know she will not be anywhere close.
Yeah.
I actually met Dr. Stein at the radio station I volunteer at. He's a nice person. No, nice too. Sorry he had to throw it in there.
I think you're communicating via a keyboard, so there's a little delay in our communication. I'm glad you had that a message ready to go. And that you've made that decision to switch from the Bernie camp to Hillary, I know it's a painful one for many voters out there. To be honest, I'll say it, I voted for Bernie in the primaries, but we're ready to vote for Hill. And it's going to be interesting as these weeks unfold ahead. I hope that I can keep at it until the lady, you never know, new season coming up. We'll see what transpires here. Hey, buddy, I got to run. Did you have anything else to add?
I have to drive 45 minutes to a gig now, but enjoy yourself. Next time you're in Iowa, come look me up in Minneapolis. I will buy you brunch. See you later.
Take care, Aaron. It was really nice to hear from you. Thanks for that nice offer. Oh, man, I'd like to be there in Minneapolis and Iowa right now. That would be so nice. But it's good to be in New York, New Jersey, the tri-state area. Anybody there, Dusty Show?
Hello.
Hi. What you want to say to everybody?
Well, I want to say that I was a Bernie person, and I am, I guess, a feminist. Now, obviously, I'm a feminist, and I believe in the power of women, and the most qualified people should have the job. So that's Hillary. But I am disturbed about the WikiLeaks, Lafarge donation stuff. I don't know how to reconcile that. All the articles I try to read are like a third of an article. And Donald Trump is a disaster, the father figure disaster. You know, they like the strong father figure. He's ridiculous.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners? Thanks for those political thoughts. Very interesting.
You know, we all got to get along. This planet is getting smaller every day, and we all bleed red blood.
It's nice talking to you. Take care. Will you call me again?
Sure. I like listening to your show. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. I like
great
your call,
too.
Great
music.
Thanks so much. Thanks for calling. Clay Pigeon, that's it. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stick around for Hardy White's Miracle Nutrition coming up next. Always remember...
Hey, I appreciate you guys coming to services with me.
Oh, I'm honored. I've never been to your church before.
It's not a church.
Well, your temple.
It's not a temple.
Whatever you call it.
It's a Dalgarian worship room. I'm a Dalgarian now.
Oh, I feel a little nervous. I hope I don't make any mistakes.
Just follow me. We have visitors all the time. Last week, we had some Presbyterians who came to observe as part of some kind of community service program. I think they were caught littering or something, and this was a court-ordered punishment. Still, we love visitors.
Morning.
Shemp jive. Shemp jive, Brother Matt. Shemp jive and love on you, Brother Butchie.
Shemp jive.
Shemp jive, friend.
Oh, it's a lovely sanctuary.
Thanks.
Do I need to wear one of these?
A caplop? Well, you can if you want. It might be nice. But you can't wear a chapra. That's just for initiates.
What's this?
A haplip? That's for children.
I don't know.
Let's sit here. It's far enough back so we won't get wet.
What?
Shemp jive.
Shemp jive, Sister Olive.
good morning, brothers and sisters.
Go to hell!
What?
Go to hell and leave again.
Leave ahead for joy.
May joy be in your heart and peace guide you.
Whatever.
Please open your Frab Joys to page 303. Please, Deaf and Mercy Croup and Jubaluba-linga, Jubaluba-kook, marry a rainbow, Hap-a-gurgo-plop, Hap-a-gurgo-plop. Please be seated. Please stand. Please be seated. Stand.
No, Hardy, he didn't say please.
Oh, shoot.
The first reading is 201. Hapshaw Merrick LaPonce, Rapto Premature Lawrence Bingo, Shemp Jive. Shemp Bingo, fill him up. Rinso Maccabee Top, fill him up. Up out of bank, Shimmy Lester Bing Bong.
What is he saying? Is that English?
No, he's speaking the sacred language of Gook. Most of the service is in Gook.
Please rise. And the sun came down and shone its face on Ken, and he was like, sweet, and a stranger came from the west and east and north and did have a caramel way.
Question.
Butchie, what are you doing?
Love without fear?
All who are near are rivers with courage and promptness.
Agreed.
Oh, that was part of it.
I'm question boy this month, so whenever that's part of the service, I have to do the question.
I have a few announcements before we begin the arenda. The Rufus Circle is having a bake sale after services in the Gail Bridges Rec Center. The funds will be used to finance the youth group's trip to North Arlington this year. Last year's trip was such a success, and the kids got to visit with Dalgarian youth from all over New Jersey and North America and the world, even. And there was a girl from Guyana there.
Ghana!
Ghana.
Guyana.
Gina. Anyway, the children had a wonderful time, and for many of them, it's the only time they will see New Jersey, and every Dalgarian should, as part of their individual growth, see New Jersey. Page 404, please rise.
What?
Move.
Quit passing notes.
But this is so crazy.
Just smile and try to fit in.
But none of it makes sense.
How does Butchie get anything out of this?
Hey, man, these are his personal beliefs, and they help him somehow get through life. But it's all made up!
Well, that's your opinion.
True. It's also objective reality, but I guess that's irrelevant.
Today's message is about self-deception. Why do we deceive ourselves, and can we even do anything about it?
Oh, I love it.
When I was a young boy, my father would always tell me and my siblings that we were not the sons and daughters of international spies wanted by several governments. We grew up believing our parents were not mercenary traffickers in military intelligence. But as we got older, it became harder and harder to believe, until one day, with all the evidence to the contrary at hand, I confronted my father. "You were a spy," I said. "You lied to us." "I only lied," he said, "so that you would deep down believe something."
that we would bond through that shared belief of reality. But you are a spy, I said. No, said my father, I really am not. But by constantly telling you I am not something, I have made you doubt it and believe the opposite. So what is the lesson here? And my father said to me, I have no idea, man. Come on, leave me alone. And he walked away, remained seated, and turned to page 230. Oh, coloring, my favorite. This is a coloring book page. Yeah, go to town on it, enjoy. Crayons are in the holder in the back of the pew. This is very different from any religion I know. Not really. No, not really. You're right. And stop. Books and crayons down, please. Our guest sermon will be delivered today by congregant number 11. Number 11. Who has number 11? Look at your pew card. They gave you this thing when you came in.
I'm 45.
I'm 11. Dude, you have to give the sermon. Number 11, please. Go up. Sermon? I'm not even from your religion. I have no idea what to say. That's fine. Just wing it and try not to say anything. It's mainly about cadence. 11? Go. I'm 11. Oh, come on up. A new face. All right. Please tell the congregants your Dargarian heaven name and begin. I don't...
Sitka!
Sitka. Oh, Sitka. Thanks, Sitka. And begin. Good morning.
Go to hell!
Oh, right. Shemp jive.
Shemp jive, Sitka!
Thanks. As awkward as this seems, for me, a total stranger, to stand up here before your congregation and to address you, I have fantasized about it, about being asked to come and speak before a church or synagogue or mosque or temple or beginya or gadanjabanja, anything. I don't know what your group of people is called, some religious group or something. They've invited me, maybe by mistake or by design, to come give a sort of sermon. And I stand up in front of them. Now, what would I say? I know exactly what I would say, because I am there representing everyone who is not in that group. I'm the outsider. And it's my opportunity to address you here, standing on your sacred space here. I guess it's sacred. I don't know. I don't know how you treat it, but I know I'm standing up in front of you, and it's something more than a classroom, right? You're all looking up in awe. I don't know if there's some kind of rear projection behind me and naked ladies or something. I have no idea. But I know that you're all looking at me in a special rapt way. And so I want to say something important. But at the same time, I don't want to bore you because I see old Mr. Smith there falling asleep. I don't blame you, Mr. Smith. I get tired too. No matter what's being said to me, I could go to a concert. The music could be absolutely beautiful. And I could still fall asleep. Because maybe I'm tired. I'm a human being. I have those sort of weaknesses. You know, sometimes I get tired. It's not appropriate all the time. Sometimes I feel emotions that aren't appropriate. Let me tell you a story. All sermons should begin with a personal story. And so I will tell you a very personal story. When I was young, when I was little, maybe I was